Houston shocks the world. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Anise Parker, Houston's controller, was elected mayor of Houston Saturday. And what's made news is not that she won her seventh consecutive city election or that she defeated a candidate handpicked by the Houston business community, but it's who Anise Parker is.
I came to city government to do things, to make things happen.
Well, that she's going to make things happen, yes, they all say that. No, what makes this news is that Anise Parker is going to be the first
to transform the city, because cities can transform people's lives, and that's what I intend to do.
Well, to transform the city, okay, but the news is that she is the first mayor of Houston to be openly gay. Social conservatives tried to make the election a referendum on gay rights, but tax-weary voters seemed more impressed by her promise to get control of the city's $4 billion budget. Plus, Parker assured voters she would never use her position to expand gay rights. Plus, Texans have passed laws that would make that impossible even if she wanted to. At her victory party, she introduced her three children and her partner, Kathy Hubbard, a partner she cannot marry because Texas has outlawed gay marriage, and who she can't put on her insurance policy because Houston defeated a referendum to provide benefits to same-sex partners of city employees. And yet, if she does bring the budget under control, maybe even reduces taxes, a grateful electorate might conclude that if someone like, oh, Tiger Woods is allowed to marry, extending the right to the mayor of Houston might not be so crazy. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.